From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. In classrooms around the country, teachers have been struggling to provide the context and history to help young people understand what they witnessed yesterday. NPR's Scott Horsley reports from one San Diego high school.
San Diego's school superintendent took extra precautions this week to ensure safety on the city's campuses. But speaking before the school board yesterday, Alan Burson insisted schools stay open to help students deal with this week's attacks.
This will be a defining event for our young people, as every bit as defining as Pearl Harbor was for our parents and grandparents, and every bit as the assassination of John Kennedy was for my generation.
With that in mind, Burson himself visited a history class today at San Diego High School, where he joined a classroom discussion with juniors Christina Steins and Glenn Dickerson. Stein spoke about the differences between this week's attack and the infamous one in 1941.
When the reporter asked the president if he was going to ask Congress to declare war, well, how could he declare war if we don't know who it is?
And even if we should find out who it is, what if it's just a terrorist group? It's not even a nation. We can't declare war on a terrorist group. We can do something to them, but we can't declare war on a nation unless it's harboring them.
What was the purpose of the terrorist act?
They think if they strike it in society, that's something everyone's going to finally look at. They need our attention. That's what they're out for. They got it.
Students talked about ways to beef up security in the U.S. Security at San Diego's many military bases is especially tight, but students also expressed ambivalence about having to live in anything resembling an armed camp. Jennifer Patton suggested no amount of extra security will suffice until the country addresses the roots of anti-American sentiment.
Maybe we're going to have kind of, you know, martial rule to a certain extent until we think about our, how the rest of the world perceives us, you know, our actions with environmentalism, with the Kyoto Accords, at the racism conference. You know, again and again and again, we have this omnipotent attitude of we're right and what we want for us is fine and we don't really care what the rest of the world does. On the other hand, yesterday on the radio and also on TV, they had all the congressmen together singing America the Beautiful, and I started crying.
In Congress.
I mean,
That's the human reaction. You're going to have lots of different senses. The question is, how do you pull together all of these contradictory impulses and thoughts? That kind of struggle, that intellectual struggle, is what learning is about. That's what becoming a person is all about.
It will take some time for all the lessons of yesterday's attacks to sink in. Carla Barrios worries that U.S. retaliation might result in the loss of more innocent lives.
Maybe the harborers and the terrorists too, but there are going to still be innocent people. And any way you look at it, that's not going to be right, the killing. I mean, it has to stop sometime. Whether the date of yesterday will go down in history, I think what's going to matter is what happens in the next following weeks and the days and the fallout of it. It's going to really determine how it's looked upon the rest of history. And I don't know which way it's going to go.
That next chapter in these students' living history book is still being written. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.